If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word HOWIEDIAMOND. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is Hunter on the verge of being indicted? What would that mean for his father, President Joe Biden?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's the short answer, but it sure seems that way.
If it walks like a duck, it's either a duck or a duck wearing some type of human costume. I don't know. He's unable to hide his distinctive walk.
His walk through hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful that he's been able to walk out of hell.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Why would 51 people put their, many very respected, put their name on a letter like that?
Because they're political whores.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
And it was wrong for them even to put out a letter because they didn't know the facts. They had zero information. They did it as a political ploy to help Biden win.
The truth is, these are not very bright guys, and things got out of hand. Just follow the money.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 978 says, if my pillow is crap, then I love sleeping on crap. 413, I love my pillow so much I bring them to hotels if I'm staying relatively local. 603, I love my pillows. That's from Bruce from the Mets. We love my pillows and Mike Lindell. They are the best. Sununu is a weak, phony rhino. That's from 802. And another one says, so, you know, why does Sununu attack Mike Lindell and Donald Trump? He's a phony. You know, what can I say? 844. It was great to see him though. He's really a good guy. He's one of these guys. He's just as nice on in person as he is on TV, and some people aren't, as you know. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Is a political whore tax deductible?
You got to hear this thing. I mean, this is just insane how bad he is. And, you know, it's not day to day he gets worse, but it's certainly week to week. He gets more and more incoherent. Play cut eight again there, Taylor.
You're the only outfit in the country that is immune. Imagine had the tobacco industry been immune to being sued. Come on.
Imagine if tobacco was immune to prostitutes being sued. Is he looking at the video of his son with that hooker, all with those multiple hookers? Immune to prostitutes being sued. And by the way, I don't believe that the gun industry is immune to lawsuits. They're not Major League Baseball. Didn't one of the gun companies just settle up with the parents at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, and it cost them like $60 million? I believe that is the case.
I'm a little surprised the New York Times finally brought up the Hunter Biden laptop from before the 2020 election. Do you think they're about to announce the winner?
I don't know, but I do know one thing for sure. They're never giving back any of those Pulitzer Prizes they won. Either Walter Duranty back in the 30s or the one they won for their deeply sourced reporting about something that didn't happen, i.e. Russian collusion. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company. Always offering better pay rates and great benefits with many drivers averaging $100,000 a year. Go to Hart heart-trans.com. That's H-A-R-T-T with two T's. Heart-trans.com.
Yeah, according to the Democratic logic, Putin isn't killing anyone. It's those damn AK-47s.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. They need gun control in Ukraine, apparently. And you know, another thing, too, how much did we send? $14 billion to Ukraine to secure their borders? And our borders are totally insecure, and they've told the Border Patrol and ICE and everybody else to stand down so that the invasion can continue here. But it's a matter of grave concern and a threat to world peace for Ukraine to be invaded. For us to be invaded, no problem.
Hey, Howie, a good saying that describes Brian Stelter is, he who stealth it, dealt it.
He got taken down another notch this weekend. He had somebody from Yale on who he thought was going to back him up, but the Yale guy said, well, you know, yeah, Fox does certain things, but CNN does the same things. And Brian said, what did he call it? What was the phrase he used, Taylor? Not whataboutism. It was a different phrase. A both side. Oh, isn't this a little bit of both sides-ism, I think he said. So Brian Stelter has an excuse for everything. For better or for worse, as the old country song goes. But not for long.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, so Will Smith is banned from the Oscars for 10 years for assaulting Chris Rock? Well, if that's the case, you should be banned for life for assaulting us with a gentleman from Boston. Heh, you box office poison. We're going to be fine.
Some say the gentleman from Boston was straight to video. I'm not sure it even went to video. I think you would have trouble finding a copy of it even on video. I don't get too many residuals from my star turn in Gentleman from Boston.
What was your role in that movie?
What was my as I like to always say, Taylor, I'm Deus Ex Machina, God out of the machine. They shot the movie and they realized there were all these gaping holes in it. So they put me in there and just said, you have to be the talk show announcer who explains what's going on and fill in the holes. That was my job. And I did
it. How much screen time did you get in that one?
I don't know. 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. The best part was I'm talking.
A lot more than Civil Action.
Oh, absolutely more than Civil Action. But there were more holes than in Civil Action. And I was all through. In Civil Action, I'm just in at the very beginning. Whereas in Gentleman from Boston, I'm cut in. My favorite scene that I'm in Gentleman from Boston is I'm saying something, and then it cuts to a picture. It cuts to the back seat of a car, and the Speaker of the House is in there. And you know what he says, Taylor? To the driver? Turn off that bleep.
Nice.
I like that. That was a keeper for me. Nobody else in the world saw it or noticed it.
Well, now I'm going to have to find the movie so I can get that cut and use it in the bumper or something.
Turn off that bleep. Yeah, that's what that is. That's an exact quote.
The sweet irony of football being America's favorite sport highlighted with so many of Brandon's favorite pals tackled by COVID after attending the annual gridiron dinner.
Yeah, five more Democrats came down with it. I'm still waiting for a Republican to come down with it after attending the Gridiron Club dinner. I think Sununu was not lying when he said he couldn't name a single Republican who was there. First he said he'd seen five Republican officials. Then I asked him to name one and he couldn't do it. And so I don't think there were any. I think he was the only Republican there, and apparently he's built up some kind of immunities.
Perhaps instead of ghost guns, this clown should think about ghost prosecutors.
How about ghost intelligence agents who say that a legit laptop full of multiple felonies and scandals and misdemeanors is Russian disinformation?
Hey, I'd like to announce new rules on Ghostbuster guns. Rules include a federal registry for dot matrix and laser printers, which can be used to print guns.
Listen to this cut from Dementia Joe. He really believes, despite having seen it not happen in 50 years, that passing a law will solve a problem. Cut five.
We're acting today. The United States Department of Justice is making it illegal for a business to manufacture one of these kits without a serial number. Illegal. Illegal for a licensed gun dealer to sell them without a background check.
If they can obliterate, that's what they always say in the federal indictments, if they can obliterate serial numbers on real guns, what makes you think they can't obliterate them on so-called ghost guns, Brandon? Just asking for a friend.
Bumbling Joe Biden will not be using a teleprompter anymore. He's going to be using a drive-in theater screen.
It's not going to do him any good.
Yeah, right. Donald Trump has lost his grip on the Republican Party about as good as Chris Christie's lost his grip on a bucket of chicken and a triple cheeseburger.
Man, he looks like a bowling ball, you know, with ears on it nowadays. I mean, he always did, but I thought he had the surgery. I know he didn't have the same thing I did, which is the sleeve, which is the state-of-the-art version. But still, there's no... Why is he still...
I think he lost about maybe 35, 40 pounds after that surgery and then said, "Oh, I did it. I'm going to reward myself with a donut." And he was back on the wagon.
He was back off the wagon.
Off the wagon, on the wagon, whatever.
One donut is too many, Governor. 1,000 are not enough.
Beecher, Armageddon, climate change, wildfire, CO2, election year, blame it on Trump too. Gomez started the fire. It wasn't starting because of cow farting.
That's from Friday. They got a conviction in the Big Sur 2020 fire, 128,000 acres burned. So, of course, it was Donald Trump's fault. Kind of like the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot, kind of like Russian collusion, which didn't exist, et cetera, et cetera. It turns out it was some guy named Ivan Geronimo Gomez, he is not also known as climate change or extreme weather or global cooling. His name is Ivan Geronimo Gomez. He's the one who set the fire. Trump didn't even give him the matches. Trump doesn't even own a cigarette lighter, apparently.
That was your last Trump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the evening, you can go to Chopped Chumps. We post Chopped Chumps, all new messages that didn't make the Chump Line you just heard. It's posted around 7 o'clock every weeknight, and you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company, always offering better pay rates and great benefits, with many drivers off averaging $100,000 or more a year. Go to hart-trans.com. That's H-A-R-T-T with two T's. hart-trans.com.
Today, I'd like to announce new rules on Ghostbuster guns. Rules include a federal registry for dot matrix and laser printers, which can be used to print guns.
Play cut 7, Taylor, before we go to the break.
All of a sudden, it's no longer a ghost. It has a return address. It's going to help save lives, reduce crime, and get more criminals off the streets.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters! I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Eight four four five hundred forty two forty two. 508 says Susan Collins, Larry Hogan, and Sununu were at the dinner. The Gridiron Club dinner where everybody got sick. Yeah, Susan Collins got, she came down with the virus last week. So maybe she was there. I don't know. Was Larry Hogan there? I don't know. Larry Hogan's another one of these guys like Chris Christie who thinks he's going to run for president in 2024. Good luck. Good luck, Hogan. Now it's time for the poll question. Spring is finally here. Why not savor every moment? With HelloFresh, you get delicious, chef-crafted recipes featuring the seasonal produce and spring's freshest flavors delivered right to your doorstep. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was the Michigan Governor Whitmer kidnapping all about? Was it a white supremacist terror plot, or was it entrapment or October surprise slash dirty trick?
October surprise slash dirty trick.
Yeah, that's 95% say it was FBI entrapment, October surprise, dirty trick. Shenanigans.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and again, this happened. They arrested these guys in late October, just in time. And Gretchen Whitmer blamed it on white supremacists, and the FBI blamed it on domestic terrorists. The real domestic terrorists in this country seem to be the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's time for them to change their name. You know, the down through the days, the FBI, not the KGB is in Russia. It had changed its name over and over again. I forget what its original name was. It went KGB. Now it's the FSB. It's time for the FBI to have some rebranding going on after the last scandals, multiple scandals. 802, speaking of guns, how about Governor Parker firing 12 Massachusetts state troopers over refusal to take the COVID jab? We got their names, by the way, and I tweeted out the names. I got them this morning, including some people. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit later in the show. 844-500-4242. Some of them are rather ironic names. There's backstory to a couple of them. Well, they all have stories. I mean, I'm sure they're all veterans, decorated cops. These are honest cops. They got screwed. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
339 says, what kind of serial number are they putting on ghost guns? Corn Pops? Did he spell cereal? C-E-R-E-A-L. Get it? Corn Pops.
Ha, 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 ha.
508 says, it looks like Christie won his battle against anorexia. I don't know if you've ever seen fat guys wearing that t-shirt that says, I beat anorexia. I love that t-shirt. Cracks me up. I haven't seen it too often because it's a little too self-deprecating. Some would say it was self-loathing to wear an I beat anorexia t-shirt if you weigh 300 pounds, but it's pretty funny if you see it. 844-500-42 42. Here's a poll question. I mean, it's not going to the results aren't going to surprise you, but it's kind of depressing. This is a Monmouth University poll that was released today. They asked respondents whether they support or oppose instituting or reinstituting face mask and social distancing guidelines in their home state. Can you guess how many Republicans want to support restoring mask mandates? Taylor, how many Republicans? What percent in this poll?
What percent?
Yeah.
12.
You got it. And how about Democrats?
84.
A little high, 60%. Five times as many Democrats want to put mask mandates back. I'd say, you know, probably close to 50% of Democrats are still wearing masks, aren't they? I would say. Well, certainly in the deep blue states. Overall, only 34% of respondents say they support continued mask mandates, while 62% oppose. All right, 844-500-4242. Who here in this audience thinks that Biden has ever gone hunting? I don't. I don't think there's any. No, there's no way he's gone hunting.
Sure, he's gone duck hunting off his balcony.
Right. Well, that's the thing. He talks about shooting a shotgun off his balcony. I don't think first of all, no sane person would say something like that. But now he's claiming that he was hunting today. Today he was yelling about that. Cut 11.
I was getting criticized when I first passed this law when I was a senator. And guess what? I was down in southern Delaware to do a lot of hunting and fishing down there. And I was walking up one of the creek beds. And the guy standing there said, "You want to take my gun?" I said, "I'll take your gun." He said, "Well, you're telling me I can't have more than X number of bullets in my gun." And I said, "What do you think? The deer you're hunting or wear Kevlar vests? What the hell you need 20 bullets for? You must be a hell of a terrible shot."
He was walking in not a creek bed, but a crick bed. I love it when he gets those little southernisms in there, crick bed. And then, of course, it's never a complete Dementia Joe press conference unless there's a little yelling. Cut 12.
I'm serious. Think about it. Think about the mass shootings. As many as 100 rounds. It's a weapon of war. There's nothing to do with recreation.
Brandon, did you ever ask why all these people are out of prison? When was the last time a law-abiding citizen went on a gun rampage? Were those guys in those two brothers in Sacramento? Were they law-abiding citizens? Did they have their FIDs? I don't believe they did. Smiley and DeAndre, for indeed those were their names. So he's got a new ATF nominee. Sometimes he used to call it AFT.
And he does here as well.
Oh, he does here as well. Okay. See, my cut sheet misinformed me, Taylor. My cut sheet said he referred to it as ATF.
Okay. Well, he does both.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's hear it. Cut 14.
Today, to lead and support the dedicated men and women of the AFT, I'm proud to nominate Steve Dittelbeck. Excuse me, I mispronounced your name. Director of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Farms, alcohol, tobacco, farms, and explosives. I didn't know farms were covered in that.
And Director of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Who knew? So now this is, I haven't even heard this one, but if Taylor says it's weird, it's got to be pretty weird because Taylor's listening to this crap every day. He's talking about Dettelbach's son, cut 15.
And my children, Allie and David, please.
He's 16 years old. I'm going to draft him.
Is there an agent in the house?
Draft him? When they wanted to draft you, Joe, what did you do? You ran in the other direction, didn't you, about five times?
Ugh. What kind of agent was he asking for? A child protection agency agent? That's who I would be calling.
Or was he asking for a Foreign Agents Registration Act type of agent, FARA? That's one of the crimes that they're allegedly investigating Hunter for not registering as a with the Foreign Agent Registration Act. All right. Some of this stuff is just... Okay, cut six.
And if somebody sells a ghost gun to a federally licensed dealer, for example, a pawn shop, that dealer must make the firearm and mark it with a serial number before reselling it.
He really has confidence in these serial numbers, doesn't he? Again, has he ever read a federal indictment about obliterated serial numbers? That's a recurring theme. Just type that into Google tonight, obliterated serial number, and see how many millions of hits you clicks you come back with. And it's all the stupid stuff. Do deer wear Kevlar vests? And, you know, it's a weapon of war. And here's another one of his. Cut 13.
It's going to sound bizarre. I support the Second Amendment. You have a right. But from the very beginning, the Second Amendment didn't say you can own any gun you want, big as you want. You couldn't buy a cannon when, in fact, the Second Amendment passed. And certain people from the very beginning weren't allowed to purchase guns.
Were cannons available at the retail level when the Second Amendment was passed at the end of the 18th century? I think not. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Howard. I'm curious if they're gonna report on who came down with COVID at that super spreader that all the Washington bigwigs were at, and are they gonna mention their vaccination status if they got the first shot, the second shot, the booster, and whatever shots they want all of us to have.
I'm going to guess, Bob, most of them had at least two shots and probably at least one booster, don't you think?
Okay. They're telling everybody else to do it, you know.
Right. But I like most of the people that are announcing that they've tested positive are also saying, I don't have any symptoms or, you know, I don't feel that bad. So what's the big deal, Bob?
Right. It seems to... You know, unfortunately, the disease seems to eat up the people that have pre-existing conditions.
Right.
They're susceptible to respiratory illnesses.
And are extremely old.
Right. And a lot of people said they had worse feeling hangovers than they had COVID.
Yeah, a politician said that. One politician that we talked to said, I forget, she said it off the record, but it was a politician. He said, I've had worse hangovers. I think that's a fairly common refrain among people who've had it. It's, you know, and the thing is, it's killing immunocompromised people. Well, so does the flu. But you don't shut down the entire economy and the entire nation. And yet, I thought this question had been settled. This had been resolved, that this was a disaster. Yet they're still floating it out there. Somebody said last week, I thought it was a good simile or metaphor. I guess a simile is what it'd be. Someone said this is like they're leaving COVID out like burning embers. You know, that they might catch fire or they might not catch fire in a forest. But you keep thinking to yourself, they got problems in the midterm. So probably these embers are going to flame up so that they can have more, you know, ballot harvesting, mail-in ballots, election month instead of election day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thanks for the call, Bob. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just want to comment on Joe Biden complaining that some of these constitutionally protected firearms could be weapons of war.
Yes.
This guy, I don't care how much trick walking he's done and how much hunting, I think he's lost his heritage of the United States. They wanted us to keep and bear arms and be an armed citizenry to keep the government in check. Maybe right. we need weapons of war.
Yeah, I don't think he's a student of history or anything else, Derek, and he doesn't know that's you're right. That's exactly why the Second Amendment was written into the Constitution. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, was written in because that's what they believed in. And the Second Amendment was written in to protect the First Amendment. And I don't think it's that complicated at all, that those are the First and the Second Amendments. And when Hillary Clinton was running for president in 2016, those were the two amendments that she was running against. She was going to do something about the Citizens United, which protected the First Amendment, because someone had had the lese majeste to do a documentary about her, and she wanted to put an end to that kind of blasphemy, maybe is a better word, because she thinks of herself as a goddess, God forbid. And the Second Amendment, that was Heller versus D.C., right? She was going to, I'm going to appoint Supreme Court justices who are going to take away your right to have a Saturday night special or an equalizer. That was one of the reasons she lost. There were a lot of reasons why she lost, but running around the country talking about putting the Bill of Rights on the table, that scared a lot of people, myself included. Thanks for the call, Derek. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, no, I'm not quite sure, but I believe it was Andrew Jackson that someone wrote a letter to shortly after the Constitution and the founding of the country, and he asked, am I allowed to own a cannon on my private boat in case of privacy? And Jackson basically told him, please don't waste my time with such trivial questions. Of course you can.
I don't know. Andrew Jackson was a kid when the Bill of Rights was passed, John. But, it's a silly argument to make. But that's the only argument they have. And you know, if the Democrats really think that, trying to restrict people's right to own firearms is a winning issue, they ought to run on it. It's like CRT or transgender education. Let them run on it. They've been losing elections for at least 22 years. Clinton told Al Gore that's the reason he lost in 2000 is because he came out for the Second Amendment. Actually, longer than that, because I remember talking with Michael Kennedy, the one who was going after the babysitters. They had him down during the 1988 campaign in New Mexico. He was running the state for Dukakis, and I remember eating with him later on, having lunch with him. And he said, you know what killed us was Dukakis coming out against the Second Amendment. He said that everybody in New Mexico, you know, all the people, the Hispanics, people on the Indian reservations, everybody wants to have a gun. And he lost the state. And they don't understand that, which is good. I'm glad they don't understand it. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. With foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, etc. The D.C. Democrats only plan to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station, anywhere. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Gold Co. have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
when Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Remember during the campaign in 2020, Biden was asked if he was for defunding the police, and he said he was for reallocating funds. He was parsing words. He meant means the same thing. It means taking away money from the cops. But now that's kind of unpopular now that guns are killing people in the big cities and elsewhere. Cut 9.
I've said it many times. The answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police and give them the tools and training to support they need to be better partners and protectors of our communities in need.
Give them the training to support they need. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
Cut down. Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people. So my generic point is
but
that...
do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
They're supposed to be protecting the people. You know, to protect and serve. That's their motto, right? Cut 10.
When the cop knows by first name who owns the corner drugstore, who lives in the apartment above 6B, who the people who are the pastors of the churches, guess what? People talk to them. They trust them.
Who owns CVS, by the way? Who owns Walgreens? Rite Aid? Dwayne Reed? Do the cops know who owns those stores? Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. I don't know. The liberals are up to so much good. They make my head hurt. If I remember correctly, there was a book that Mike Lee wrote called The Lost Constitution.
Yes.
And part of the reason that we had a Second Amendment is because the British soldiers used to go door to door on the colonists to try to confiscate their guns.
That's what Concord and Lexington were all about. With the Minutemen. The British were going in and they were going to grab all the stores of ammunition and firearms.
Mm. Do they have any plans to confiscate the machetes that that MS-13 do to chop people up, like that recent article in the Post?
Oh, man. They convicted that girl today, Diablita. And she was involved in luring these five kids to a park on Long Island. And they murdered four of them. The fifth guy ran away. Yeah, it's just celebrating diversity. Unaccompanied minors. Thank you, Obama. And now thank you, Biden, for all their replacements. I'm Howie Carr.